And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Friday, May 24th. I am your host, Josh Engel, and boy, do we have a treat for you today on the Community Voice program. One of the best shows of the year. We have the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park group today to chat about the Memorial Day event. It's coming up tomorrow, Saturday, May 25th at 10:30 a.m. Do not miss this. It's going to be a tremendous event, and we have, as it is every year, and we are very, very blessed to have a president of the CCVMP, Barry Gardner, who is a retired Army, served in Vietnam, as well as Dale Robinson, the vice president of the organization, who also served in the Army in Vietnam, and Don Levins. He is the past president, but he's still the boss man. You know, I mean, as far as I can tell, he's still got a lot of the answers, and he is a retired Air Force and served in Korea. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Good morning.
Thank you all for waking up bright and early and coming on the program with us.
I ain't retired.
You're still doing
it. I'm retarded.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You got messed
little,
up there.
A little slower, yeah, I see. Absolutely. Sir, thank you truly for all of you for coming on the program today. This is such a big event, and I feel like it only becomes more significant with every passing year. If we could, why don't we start with Don? Don, tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about your military background.
Well, I was only in the Air Force 4 years, but it was an exciting time. Like, all times are exciting if you're in the military, by the way.
Yes, sir.
There's always a crisis in the world that we're involved with. And when I was in service, and actually Dale and Barry too, the world was in turmoil. We were occupying Japan and Germany, and Korea was breaking out. So we think it's difficult time. Just go back to then, and it was difficult. So I spent 4 years. I wound up in Europe, and I was very honored to be attached to the commanding general of Allied Air Forces Central Europe. I was on his security staff. And then I wound up security for Dwight Eisenhower's airplanes. Mm. So it was nothing really dangerous to your life, but you had to learn to stand still for hours at a time and look pretty, which I actually was good at.
And you still are. You still are. Okay. I mean, you know, Colin and I really, you know, we make sure to batten down the hatches, you know, make sure everything's clean and nice when we know you guys are going to come in.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Every time. Well, thank you so much, Don. I appreciate that, sir. Let's throw it over to Barry Gardner, current president. Sir, if you could, tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about your military career.
Okay, well, I did, the other hand, the 25 years active duty. So I stayed on active duty from 1966 all the way through 90. I joke it was Vietnam at one end and Desert Storm at the other. So that was kind of interesting. And then defense contractor for 19 years after that. So I've two jobs in my entire life, all related to the military. But as Don said, it's an adventure and a challenge, and thoroughly enjoyed it. So I had a great time, traveled all over the world, of course, and a lot of times away from the family. My family sacrificed like every military family, but it was a great deal, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'm glad to be back here and, you know, back into Carrollton. I'm not originally from here, but I've got this as my home, and I really like the support veterans get here in Carroll County and Carrollton.
Yes, sir. Just out of my own curiosity, which military contractor did you work for? Okay. In those later years.
L3 Communications. It is a very large company that supports all branches of the service, and I work for a program manager for the Army in command and control computer systems.
Wow, the logistics behind that must be wild.
That's what was one of the logistics. What they called a subject matter expert. So my job was to teach commanders what the computer system could provide them, not the buttonology of pushing the buttons. That was totally different. But you as a commander, what can you get from this system that'll enable you to do your job, to predict logistics, predict requirements, and things like that? So it worked out very interesting. Great way to tie in practical experience with the future, how to use a computer, like a new radio, essentially.
Yes,
so it worked out very well.
That's fabulous. Mm-hmm. Sir, thank you so much. And then, well, last but not least, throw it over to Dale Robinson, Vice President of the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park, also Army-era Vietnam veteran. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
If you could, for the folks at home, could you tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about your military career?
Well, today I'm here on the radio as Eye Candy. I am one of the last people ever drafted out of Carroll County. And if you look down Highway 166, you'll see my fingerprints on the side where I was trying to stop and get out.
Getting just clawing.
Yeah.
Sure.
But once I was consigned to the fact that I was there to stay until they let me go, made the best of it. I was in the infantry and the military police, stationed in Germany for the longest time. I was there during a time that was really not the best time to be there. It was when the terrorists were attacking things, and I was there for the Munich Olympic as a military policeman, which was a lot of fun. And did my thing, came back home, and tried to make my fortune, and still working on that, by the way.
Sure.
At the park, I'm actually demoted from vice president to a director this time.
Sure.
Which means that instead of talking, we get to work.
Absolutely.
And just having a wonderful time out there. I enjoy going to the park. I think it's one of the greatest things that's happened in Carroll County for the county and the veterans.
Yes, sir. And there's always something to do. I know that Don, I'm sure, has a list of things that we're always trying to get work our way through.
Don is a taskmaster, yes.
Absolutely. Sure. Well, let's throw it back over to Don. Don, let's talk about the organization, the CCVMP. If you could, please speak a bit about who the organization is, what you do, and why you do it.
Well, our mission is to provide and maintain a memorial park honoring and remembering veterans. And our specific target is all veterans who served in all branches of the service from the Revolution to the present day. And it requires, if we're going to do that, how are we going to do it? It takes a lot of planning. So in the beginning, that was the struggle. How do you do it? Now there's 6,700 and some odd veterans in Carroll County, or there was the last time that we saw a count. So what was determined is, well, let's do the wall thing. And so it was decided that we would have walls that would hold 48 plaques on each side, 96 on a wall. And determined specifically what the information would be on the plaque, and that it would require a discharge paper, a DD-214, so that we could actually prove, you know, I can't say my granddaddy was got a gold medal, you know. It's got to be gold medal on the paper. So it is, we have now, we've just finished number 32.
About wall, that, yeah, exactly.
31, I believe 32 is the next wall, I think.
Yeah, wall 32 is, we're dedicating wall 31 this Saturday.
Yeah, 31 times 48. Now. I'm not a mathematician, but that's how many veterans are honored in the park today.
1,488.
Okay, that's how many are currently on our walls, so there's still 5,000 more out there that might someday like to get a plaque. And in order to get a plaque, we of course have a process that you go through, a number you call, and you have to have $300. That's what it costs to pay for the marble and the sandblasting of the plaque on the wall. And usually families come up with that money. We do from time to time suggest that at Christmas, like, buy a plaque for a veteran in your family as a Christmas gift. If you do that, we have a nice little frameable certificate like thing you wrap and give to them, which is one way to honor the person.
What an amazing gift too, to honor someone in your family, someone who has served, with a permanent a permanent marker there at this at the park.
We we not only provide the plaque, we provide key things like women. Not many women served until the very recent past, but we have a women's wall, which is a treasure trove of history of women and what they've done over the years, because they've always been there as nurses and providing, and they you can go to that wall and see how many women were killed serving their country from the beginning to now.
So in every campaign.
In revolution to now.
Wow.
Yeah. Speaking of the revolution, we also did a search on, see, Carroll County did not exist during the revolution, so we have no veterans for that. But 17 members who fought in the revolution moved to Carroll County.
Oh, wow.
After it was created, the old Carroll County, which included Campbell, Fulton, Harrelson, Hurd, I don't know, it was a monster county. But we have those 17 names on a revolutionary area of the wall. So we remember those as well. Then we have our killed in action wall. Walls, it takes two, 196, I believe it is, were killed in the war between the states. We sometimes now overlook the fact that so many lost their lives. Now, these people were not politicians. Politicians cause wars that little boys go get killed in. Mm-hmm. They follow orders. 196 of our ancestors in Carroll County are named on that wall, having been killed in that awful thing. I believe it's 80. So in World War I, 130, I believe, in World War II, 10 in Korea, 14 in Vietnam,
Global War on Terror.
Five in the Gulf Wars, we call it, Iraq,
yes, sir,
and so on. And now this, Barry will talk more about this, but at this event now, we will add the Global War on Terror, Sergeant Rivers, who was killed in action just recently. Yes, so, and he makes, by the way, 350, Carroll County, and so far they've all been men. But their names are listed. Some of them also have a plaque, somebody has to buy the plaque. We didn't do it for all of them at the time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that is, we're honoring in that that degree, that way. But also, in our mission, we want to provide a means through which our community can honor in events. So we have two a year, Veterans Day and Memorial Day. And we, on the Saturday prior to those national events, we have this event that we want to talk about today. So that is our mission, to provide the space and have this, the event, the events there. I want to point out that this cost a whole lot of money. Up to date, since 1999, we have raised almost $1.5 million from the community, from individuals, from government entities, churches, clubs, and so on. The county provides the dirt. We, in the very beginning, met with the county commissioners and convinced them they ought to find us some dirt somewhere, and that this wonderful hill is where we got it. It was an awful red clay mess. And it is one of the most gorgeous spots in Carroll County, Georgia, in the United States.
Time is 8:44. We're going to go and take our first commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Don Levins, Barry Gardner, and Dale Robinson as they represent the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park as we chat more about the Memorial Day event coming up tomorrow at 10:30 at the Memorial Park just up the street from us. Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:46. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we are joined by the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park as we chat about the Memorial Day event. It happens every year, and it only gets more significant, bigger, and better each year. And this year, we have Don Levins, Dale Robinson, and Barry Gardner joining us on the program. If you're just tuning in, check out the podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com, so you can get the full story of the organization and why it is so important that we continue these events and continue to expand the Veterans Memorial Park. President of the CCVMP, Barry Gardner, sir, let's talk about this year's event. What can folks expect?
Well, it's going to be, as Don mentioned, one big event. We're very fortunate to have a Marine four-star general retired as our guest speaker, and I'll talk about General Wilhelm later. But the ceremony starts at 10:30 with music provided by the Carroll County Community Chorus and the music by Carroll County Wind Ensemble and Mr. Terry Lowry. And we're very fortunate to have this dedicated group of talented professionals that come in there and for 30 minutes play patriotic music and songs and really get you in the mood for a really a dignified ceremony. So we really appreciate the support we get from them. Moving along, the Carrollton High School Air Force JROTC Honor Guard will be there for presentation of the colors. And this is always significant because this gets young people involved not only in the history involved in the park, but also, you know, celebrating what it means to be a veteran and honoring veterans. And of course, they are wearing a uniform. JFROTC is not a recruiting mode. It's something that the military uses to help citizenship and within the schools. So it's a citizenship leadership program. But it's great to see these young people in uniform, and really we appreciate them going through the ceremony. The big event, and I don't want to make it sound like it's a show, it's a very dignified portion of the ceremony. We're going to dedicate a name on the KIA wall for Staff Sergeant William J. Rivers. And he was one of the three soldiers that was killed in January in Jordan by a rocket attack from Iran. So anyway, we're going to be dedicating his name on our KIA wall. His family will be there, so we're looking forward to honoring Sergeant Rivers and having a very dignified ceremony, where, as Don mentioned, he will become the 350th person on the killed in action wall. Wow. So this is the purpose of the ceremony, and it's going to be quite a moving experience because we have, you know, it's not something that happens, thank God, regularly, but we want to make sure we do the honors as it is needed. Our guest speaker, we're very fortunate to have Marine General retired Charles E. Wilhelm. General Wilhelm got quite a distinguished career himself. 2 combat tours in Vietnam, served as commanding general of the 1st Marine Division, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, and as Commander U.S. Southern Command. He retired from the Marine Corps in 2000, after 37 years of service. General Wilhelm has been there, done that, knows what's going on, and is an excellent speaker. So we're going to, as a lieutenant colonel, will turn the mic over to a 4-star general, and he can do whatever he wants to do.
Amen. That's a scary name, isn't it? Charles Wilhelm. I don't know. Yeah. I hear General Wilhelm. I'm not going to tell that guy anything. I mean, he can do whatever he wants.
Exactly right. And, of course, we're very honored to have General Wilhelm there. He supports the park. He supports veterans, of course, and he will add a definite touch of class to our presentation. We'll be doing that. We've got rifle squad salute, the usual. We will be laying a wreath. We have various veterans organizations, along with the Carrollton High School Air Force JROTC. We lay a wreath in memory of the Carroll County citizens who have died serving their country. So, it is just meaningful. It's one of our best events. I think the Memorial Day one is more meaningful to me than the Veterans Day one, because we are honoring those who made the supreme sacrifice. So it's our opportunity to honor them and remember them.
And I think it speaks a lot to the the intention behind this entire effort. The way you mentioned, you know, dignified. This is about this is a powerful, dignified ceremony wherein so many people come together to, I mean, make such an effective event every year. The symphony orchestra coming to play. I mean, the music that is played is so powerful, and they're so talented. So to have them partner on this is just something so special. It truly is.
This year, the community chorus is going to be joining them as well.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. So this is something you do not want to miss. I tell you, time flies while you're having fun. It's 8:51, so we'll go ahead and take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up with Vice President Dale Robinson, as he chats with us a bit about how you can join the organization. And, of course, remind folks how they can acquire a plaque for the member of their family, for the veterans in their family. A Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back. Community Voice time is 8:53, about to wrap up our always incredible program with the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park. Today we've been chatting about the Memorial Day event coming up tomorrow at 10:30. You do not want to miss this. You can hear the Carroll Symphony Wind Ensemble along with the Carroll County Chorus to provide some incredible music honoring these veterans. A guest speaker, four-star general Charles Wilhelm, will be speaking. The presentation of the colors, no doubt this will be the biggest and best year yet. And to take us out, we have Vice President Dale Robinson of the CCVMP. Folks that are tuning in, most of us have a member of our family who has served his or her country, and this is obviously such a great way to celebrate in their service, and in some cases, sacrifice. Could you speak to us a bit how listeners can join this organization, perhaps how they can acquire plaques for the members of their family?
Joining the Memorial Park Association is easier than signing up for the Mickey Mouse Club. We have several avenues to get there. Starting with, we have an online tell everything history, all the above. It is ccvmp.org. That way you don't even have to get out of your seat to join. You can actually pay to join on the website. We have an information bulletin board out at the park with all the details, how to sign up, how to join, how to pay, how to donate, how to do this, that, and the other, anything you need to know. We also have meetings once a month. It's the fourth Monday of the month at 6 o'clock at the Veterans Park, Veterans Building off Stripling Chapel Road. And all you have to have is a body temperature and $10. We will take your money. There's no strings attached. You don't have to have any veterans in the family. If you want to make different donations, you can buy a brick with your name or whatever you want to go on it that's in good taste. Lines the walkways through the park. You can get those. You can get advertising, whatever you want to do. But it's free. If you haven't been to the park, you really need to see it because it's one of the best assets in Carroll County.
Yes, sir.
Every dollar spent there, every dollar donated is spent there. And we have a lot of dedicated people who work to keep it, in our opinion, the best veterans park in Georgia.
Yes, sir.
It is beautiful.
CCVMP.org. I think that really the fact that you guys have the information posted there is such a great move because, let this be a call to action for our listeners. Go look at this park. Go experience this park. And all the information, once you see what a dignified, beautiful memorial this is, right there on the bulletin board, you can get the information to add a member of your family to this organization. And, of course, as you mentioned earlier, a sponsor, support by buying brick and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Sir, thank you. We only have about 2 minutes left. I trust, Barry, with your concise speaking that we can get this done. Real quick, let's remind folks one more time what they can expect tomorrow.
Okay, the music begins at 10:30 with the Carrollton Wind Ensemble and the chorus. 11 o'clock is when the program begins. We'll be dedicating the wreath. We'll be presenting KIA wall name with Staff Sergeant Rivers, and we'll have a guest speaker, General Wilhelm, U.S. Marine Corps retired. So one great ceremony, one great dignified ceremony, and we invite everyone to come to the park and take a look at the park. It is the history, essentially, of the United States when you look at it from a veteran's perspective, because it honors all veterans from the Revolutionary War to present.
This is a gentlemen, thank you both. This is always one of the best programs. I always appreciate that you guys come in, take the time to share a bit about your service, but also for the efforts that you all put into to honor others than yourself. I mean, you were all working very, very diligently to spread the good word of the organization and help those. Again, we thank you all for the coming on the program today, and thank you for the sacrifices you make, the effort you put into making this memorial so special and significant to the families of Carroll County. Again, that is Don Levins, Dale Robinson, and Barry Gardner. Thank these gentlemen for coming on. Again, tomorrow, May 25th at 10:30, do not miss the CCVMP Memorial Day event. It is going to be out of sight. It will be the biggest and best year yet. Do not miss this opportunity to hear the Carroll County Chorus along with the Carroll Symphony Wind Ensemble, their four-star general guest speaker, and so much more. Gentlemen, thank you, and thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you next time.